to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world. Someone takes a
splits me and not you. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Don't rain on my parade, Fancy Bryant. We're having a little fun. And I'm going to have fun. Damn it. You're going to have fun. I'm going to have fun. Evan's going to have fun. The callers at 844-967-2789. They're going to have so much fun. They're going to be whistling zippity-doo-dah, you know, through their handsets.
I'm just really happy I played, you know, Rage Against the Machine and then Barbra Streisand back to back. I'm just really excited about that. I'm going to tell everybody that I ever meet about that.
Well, before we jump the shark with this topic, I want to get back to the parade, the politicking at the parade. Dateline Rochester, right? They're keeping Robin Voss, and he is the assembly speaker, Republican. They call him Boss Voss. They're keeping his opponent out of the parade. Only they claim they're not. You know, they asked the guy not to attend. But there's a little bit more here. Sarah Demaski, or something similar to that, a member of the organizing committee, said the group does not exclude anyone. If Steen shows up, he will be allowed to join the parade, she said. So, you've seen the movie Animal House. I heard you playing a few of the drops. Isn't that kind of how the frat boys at the, you know, the Delta House, isn't that how they sort of commandeer the parade? They just... Yeah, they just showed up with their own floats. And the one guy, you know, he became the majorette walking out in front of the band, led them down the alley, you know, because...
Yeah. Stork, yeah.
They all do that. You know, if you... Wherever that guy goes, you got to follow, right? It's like the Pied Piper.
That guy actually wrote the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that Doug Kenny.
So he cast himself. Anyways, here is what the Damaski, something like that, the... You know, the local person that works on the parade operations. Here's the quote. If you're dead set on it and you're going to come, we're not going to say no. So please don't come, you know, but I'm not going to throw you out of the party if you show up. I would throw him out of the party. But anyways, Demaski and former longtime parade organizer both said they were contacted by a mysterious lawyer-like person threatening a lawsuit if Steen is kept out of the parade. Now, Steen said he has no knowledge of anyone threatening a lawsuit. Sure you don't. And just in case you were wondering, Steen is a Donald Trump supporter who denies that Democrat Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election. Steen alleges that Voss has not taken the 2020 election issue seriously, even though the assembly speaker ordered an investigation into the election that remains ongoing, like 2 years after the last election, months after it was expected to end, soon to be years. Rochester voted for Trump over Biden by more than a 2-to-1 margin, 1,821 votes to 743. And the Memorial Day parade is an opportunity for both Voss and Steen to gain public exposure before an August 9th primary in which Republican voters will select one of them to appear on the ballot in November. Let it be Crazy Steen. Let it be Crazy Steen. If you're in the district, you know, I don't believe in the strategy of, you know, crossing over and trying to tamper in the other party's race. But do what you got to do. If you're in Rochester, do what you got to do. Voss said it is common for parade organizers in Rochester and elsewhere to invite current elected officials while excluding political challengers, at least when he's setting the tone. Having government officials in attendance is part of the parade tradition. A fine does he participate in the hot dog eating contest as well? That's part of the parade tradition. It's a Memorial Day tradition. That's how we honor our fallen dead, eating many, many hot dogs and marching in a parade, right, Fancy?
I don't know, but I'd like to have that hot dog part. If I marched in a parade, I didn't get any hot dogs. I think I got a juice box.
Here's what Voss ultimately is quoted as saying about the parade. It's something that's really special. I don't want to tarnish it.
Having kids get pelted with hard candies in the face. It's just tradition.
Tradition also brings in Barbara Streisand in a weird sort of way. But let's cover the one other. And, you know, I mean, this really doesn't deserve this sort of coverage. But what about the strange phone calls? They're coming from inside the house. Let me bring you the additional coverage, bonus coverage, if you will. Steed said he approached this year's parade organizers and then attended a committee meeting last week. When told he was not welcome at the parade, Steed said he regarded it as petty politics, but he did not raise strong objections. I was really polite. I just think they're, what do you want to say, misinformed. What are they misinformed about? Like, what information could come to light that would be like, oh yeah, please come be political at our parade? A little bit more here. Johnson and the aforementioned, you know, mispronounced name, Damashki, both said that they later got telephone calls from someone identifying himself as Alex. Could it be Alex Walker?
Dun, dun, dun.
Someone identifying himself as Alex and threatening a lawsuit against parade organizers if Steen is excluded. The same lady, I couldn't pronounce her name the last four times, Damashki, I'm glad they keep quoting her, said the caller claimed to be a lawyer from Tennessee. Johnson said her caller said he would contact a lawyer in Chicago. You know, got to get local counsel, I guess, over the big parade lawsuits. Damashki, that's like the fifth different way I've said it, too.
My name's Sam, and I specialize in parade law.
Is there a lot of call for that?
I can see him dressed up in a big Uncle Sam outfit. Just, you were in a parade?
You know, in light of the tragedy in Waukesha, you know, there might actually be clientele. Damashki said she felt it was inappropriate for a lawyer to be calling local volunteer parade organizers and making threats. No, that's just fine. I think it's completely appropriate. Referring to Steen, she said, if this is the kind of campaign that this guy's going to run, I'm not going to vote for him. Well, I hope no one would. Unless you're in Robin Voss's district and we're trying to beat him in the primaries. I mean, to see Robin Voss go down to inglorious defeat on August 9th, and you could say, well, that never happens, but didn't Ocasio-Cortez take out like the number three in the Democratic leadership caucus?
Joe Crowley. And does anyone lament missing Joe Crowley? I think Robin Voss will go away just as quickly.
Well, he does have the popcorn fortune to fall back upon and the third wife, you know, so he'll probably remain local, do business and sell popcorn and march in parades if invited and not excluded. You know, for petty political reasons. 844-967-2789. Fancy, we're going to put a bow on this topic in a minute. But here's my question. When you and the Girl Scouts were marching in the hometown parade, did you guys give out candy or something?
Yeah, the first time around, they gave out all their candy by the first block. By the end of the first block. The second time around, they learned their lesson. And the third time around, they were kind of like, all right, we'll do this. It was really funny to see like 7-8-year-old girls like get kind of grizzled and just like, yeah, I'm used to these parades. It's fine. You just kind of drink water and, you know, pace yourself. Don't give enough candy out. And I'm like, why are you talking like this? But, girls have just, you know, matured. I don't know.
Did they start growing facial hair? Because you might have a problem with the water in your neighborhood.
Well, you know, it is Oak Creek.
844-967-2789. I participated with Earl, you know, as Earl's chauffeur, and I'd say probably four. I'm going with four. I participated in four Juneteenth events as the chauffeur for Earl. And I've also marched when my boys were younger. I was, you know, Boy Scout leader because I'm a leaderish sort, you know. Wouldn't you want me guiding your youth through scouting?
Actually, you look like my first Boy Scout leader, actually. You're very similar.
Yeah. I look like somebody's stepdad. I've often thought about that. You know, sort of the dad bod, Packers hat.
That is a way different meaning nowadays.
I don't even know what you mean. Don't tell me.
And no, don't Google search it either.
No, no, thank you. No, no, I won't. I won't. So anyways, I guess the parade topic has worn out. We've exhausted the parade topic. I was just wondering, you know, when you do the parade, you know, do you ever get sort of cynical like your daughter did, where you're just like, oh, that kid looks like he's already got enough candy. I'm not throwing that kid. I mean, and then like, you know, you try to like toss candy back to the third row and some kid will go, you know, he's like a kid trying to catch that foul ball at the baseball game. He'll steal some other kid's candy. Or I love when you like chuck it just trying to be nice. And, you know, they take it like a goalie off their face or something.
Oh, yeah. Especially the Jolly Ranchers, because you want it, you can't like throw light candy because it won't go beyond the float. But you need to throw a little bit harder stuff, but then, you know, stuff that's easier to sweep up, you know, that type of thing. And also stuff you can grab in bulk and throw at kids like a shotgun blast right into their face.
So
sugar!
You're giving them the high heat is what you're saying.
Yeah, of course. Why not? It's part of American tradition. They rub it off with a hot dog and a baseball game later on.
Well, you know, since we're talking politics and moving on from parades, give you a little bit more on the Assembly Speaker, great state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss. Well, here, I guess, is encouraging news. He's all for an abortion ban. But unlike many of the other Republican extremists here in the state of Wisconsin, he would be down for exceptions for rape and incest. You know, because he knows his caucus. I remember when he had to throw the one guy out a few years back. They had an open caucus meeting that I was actually in the room when they were like throwing their guy out of the caucus. He had fondled a couple of lobbyists on flights, multiple lobbyists apparently, coming back and forth from D.C., and he was shamed. Only time I've seen Republicans show any shame. But anyways, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants exceptions for rape and incest if Wisconsin's ban on abortion goes into effect this parade season, this summer. Buddy said he doesn't know if his fellow Republicans would go along with that idea, because that's not harsh enough. A little bit more. Voss of Rochester, you know, of the Rochester parade, said the possibility of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade in the coming weeks will force lawmakers to consider numerous issues. Oh, they'll do lots of considering. Early in his political career, Voss backed a bill to ban emergency contraceptives like Plan B on college campuses and said he may have to think about the idea anew. You know, college girls shouldn't have any control over their body. Should have seen how we treated them back in our Whitewater days. Anyways, back to the reporting here. His, Robin Voss's, stance on exceptions to abortion puts him at odds with the four Republicans running for governor because they want, let's call it, a broad abortion ban. I believe, and this is a quote, Fancy Brian, this from Voss, I believe that if a woman is raped or the victim of incest, that she should have the right with her family to decide what's the right choice for the child. Well, that's great that he's giving the, you know, the freedom of privacy and choice to rape victims. Do you have to go declare yourself a rape victim? Do you have to file a police report? Then your extended rights under Voss's logic. Now, I do believe it's a child, so I think that by and large, most people would choose to carry to term. But I think that's a choice that I have always said the mother should make, but only in the case of rape or incest. So, you know, he's the least harsh Republican in the state of Wisconsin. Let's throw him a parade. Come back, folks. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Adam Steen, you're excluded. More of us could be you on the phones. 844-967-2789.
I have never been more excited about anything that I've gotten the chance to work on.
I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much f***ing fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our damn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your assholes.